This morning on WCHL, Chapel Hill's Northeastern Redevelopment Plan gets its first test, which could begin as quickly as 45 days from now. Former faculty members at UNC want more involvement.
Many retired faculty members have felt that they've been just sort of sent on their way without even a gold watch.
And Chapel Hill Cupboard of Schools talk academic integrity tonight. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Cupboard of traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports,
we got to really continue to work on our own fundamentals.
Many coaches this week are looking at early season improvements to be made in their own team rather than focusing all their time on the opponent, including Carolina coach Larry Fedora. And
Carolina football has scouted and recruited some wonderful walk-on stories.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
70 degrees, 7:07 at WCHL, a mostly cloudy day. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the upper 80s, so not quite as hot as yesterday. The heat will return tomorrow. Tomorrow will be back in the low 90s, but today not so bad. However, take an umbrella or a jacket or a raincoat, something, because big chance of rain. Town of Chapel Hill has received the first development application to build on land in the Ephesus Fordham District. Under the district's new rules, the project could get started in as little as 45 days. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
Developers from East West Partners and Scott Murray Land Planning have filed an application with the town of Chapel Hill to build a six-story multi-use development on the site of the former Village Plaza Theater on South Elliott Road. The project, known as Village Plaza Apartments, would include approximately 266 apartments, 15,000 square feet of retail space, and a parking deck. It's the first application to build under the new form-based zoning the town council adopted for the Ephesus Fordham District in May. The code lays out the general parameters such as building height and parking requirements for each region. While the project requires review by town planners and the Community Design Commission, it does not need to come before the town council for final approval. If the application meets all the guidelines, it could be approved in 45 days. The Community Design Commission will meet September 23rd at 6:30 p.m. to review the Village Plaza apartment application. The town council may choose to review the project after that, but council members won't be able to mandate any changes to the plan. For a link to the full application, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Our local government officials are returning to their seats beginning this week, and some are doing so in new and improved surroundings. The Orange County Board of Commissioners will reconvene for the first time tonight in the newly renovated historic Whitted Building in Hillsboro. The second floor was remodeled to create a permanent meeting space for the board at a cost of about $1.5 million. And more than a year since the great flood of 2013, Chapel Hill Town Hall has reopened now. The revamped council chambers will host its first meeting of 2014 next Monday night. When most of the first floor of the building was flooded back in June of 2013, the town took the opportunity to update the layout of several departments and renovate the council meeting room. Since then, the nine-member board is squeezed into a smaller space at the Orange County Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Now the council's meeting space is completely updated and open to the public. The full town hall renovations will be finished this fall at an estimated cost of $1.1 million. The Orange County Commissioners return for their meeting tonight at the Whitted Building to vote on a resolution to approve the use of school facilities for public recreation. The resolution comes from the Intergovernmental Parks Work Group. That's a 27-member committee with representatives from Orange County and all the towns, school systems, and park advisory boards in the county, as well as other park and conservation interests. To date, resolutions to make school facilities more available for public recreational use have been adopted by governing bodies in Carrboro, Hillsboro, and Chapel Hill, as well as the school boards for Orange County and Chapel Hill Carrboro. A commissioner's meeting at the Whitted Building takes place at 7 o'clock tonight. The Richard Whitted Meeting Facility, in case you don't know, is located at 300 West Tryon Street. The Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board of Education resumes meeting tonight after a short break to discuss plans to promote and enforce academic honesty throughout the system. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
According to a report via Schools Superintendent Tom Forcella's office to the Board of Education, quote, the need for cultural change at the district's high schools is urgent and apparent. That conclusion is at least partly based on the findings of a committee formed last year to focus on academic integrity throughout the school system. The committee, which is co-chaired by an assistant principal from each high school, met frequently last year, and its work with concerned stakeholders to implement Strategy 3.4 is ongoing. Strategy 3.4 is part of the school system's long-range plan for 2013 to 2018, which is posted on the CHCCS website. The plan is separated into five goals, and Strategy 3.4 states that the school system should, quote, foster a renewed emphasis on academic and personal integrity. That item is listed under Goal 3, which reads, quote, the culture of CHCCS will be one that encourages innovation, risk-taking, excitement for learning, and personal growth in a trusting partnership with the community. The committee conducted 9 focus groups during the spring semester. The groups consisted of students, staff, and parents. They were asked 4 questions. What is an appropriate consequence for violating the honor code? What is the desired outcome for disciplinary consequences? In what ways do consequences lead to desired outcomes? And on what other aspects of the academic experience should integrity policies focus? Parents and educators offered a variety of answers to each question, and some key themes emerged. Academic integrity is an issue of culture as much as it is an issue of learning, according to teachers, who offered that breaches of academic integrity can be caused by many factors. They mentioned peer pressure, competitiveness, stress, and apathy, among others. They also said that policies should be clear and consistent throughout the school system. Some themes that emerged from parents who responded include the importance of communicating to students that cheating is, quote, not a winning solution to the academic rigors of high school, and that assignments should encourage critical thinking. In June of 2013, a student-led survey of juniors and seniors shed light on academic pressure in the district's high schools. Responders to that survey recommended dropping class ranking, holding students more accountable for online courses, and offering stress-reducing activities throughout the school day. Cheating at Chapel Hill High School made national news back in 2008. 4 students were suspended as a result of 2 cheating incidents. One involved the use of a master key that had apparently been passed down by graduating seniors for years for the purpose of secretly entering a teacher's office. Tonight's meeting of the Board of Education takes place at 7 p.m. at the Lincoln Center in Chapel Hill. You can find a link to tonight's meeting agenda for the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education, as well as other information mentioned in this story, on our website, chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Some former UNC faculty members want to be more involved with the university, and soon they may have just such an opportunity. Professor Emeritus Andrew Doublestein is a member of the Retired Faculty Association, which is hopeful in creating the UNC Academy of Emeriti Scholars. But first, Doublestein says it's important to know where everyone stands.
We said, well, we have absolutely no idea about what retired faculty as a group or as many of the individuals or even thinking about.
The retired faculty's most notable recent public expression came in April when 30 former professors signed a letter written to the News and Observer conveying concern that the university has been quiet about the lengthy academic improprieties. Currently, UNC is awaiting the report on a review Washington, D.C.-based attorney Kenneth Weinstein is conducting. That review is searching for any academic improprieties that reach further back than what took place in the African and Afro-American Studies Department between 1997 and 2011, when Department Chair Julius Nangoro resigned as department head. He was forced into an early retirement a year later. Doublestein says the relationship between the university and its former faculty has been poor in the past.
Many retired faculty members have felt that they've been just sort of sent on their way without even a gold watch. This has, over the years, left some rather hard feelings with individual retired faculty and the university.
However, he says efforts have been made to right the ship.
Ron Strauss was designated to provide some connection between the university and a retired faculty member. And Ron has done really a very good job at trying to encourage the development of the Retired Faculty Association and its ability to provide services to retired faculty.
Strauss has many titles, among them Executive Vice Provost. He was appointed to assist with retired faculty by the former chancellor, Holden Thorpe. Doublestein says the Faculty Council at Carolina recently opened up two spots so that retired faculty can be a part of the decision-making process. Currently, Jonathan Howes is filling one of the retired faculty spots and will serve until 2015. There is not a second retired faculty member listed on the council. A survey was recently conducted of the retired faculty, facilitated by the university, in order to get a baseline knowledge of what the former professors want to have access to at UNC. Doublestein says now that information can be expanded upon this month at a gathering.
The first part of this meeting will be a kind of report back to the retired faculty what this survey showed in regard to faculty's relationship with the university. The second part will be specific discussions about the initiative for the retired faculty, where we will actually begin to sign up retired faculty members for participation.
That meeting is being held at the Friday Center for Continuing Education, Tuesday, September 16th, from noon to 3 p.m. Strauss, as well as Faculty Chair Bruce Cairns, are scheduled to attend. Doublestein says it's designed as an open meeting in order to give anyone who's interested the chance to express their concerns as well as their visions for moving forward. For more information about the Retired Faculty Association or the proposed Academy of Emeriti Scholars, you can find this story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time is 7:17. It's time now for traffic and weather together, and traffic is brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers.
Thank you very much, Ron. Well, traffic is picking up right now, as it usually does at this time, but really nothing major out there right now. No accidents, no major delays. 15501, you're going to see northbound and southbound some of the taillights popping up, so be on the lookout for those. And give yourself plenty of time to travel this morning as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. But no matter how you communicate with us, we ask you do it safely.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Yep. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of traffic brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Berkeley Grimble is the guy to see. If you're thinking about an engagement ring, you're thinking about popping the question, time to go talk to Berkeley. And Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by Four Corners. 70 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. Our high today about 88. Tonight, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with a 40% chance of rain continuing. Low tonight, 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a little bit better with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, but it will get warmer. Our high tomorrow climbing back up into the low 90s, so the heat hasn't gone away and won't anytime soon. Four Corners is home of the $6 lunch specials. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Four Corners, downtown. Join the Lunch Club, and your sixth lunch at Four Corners is free.
All day and all night, this is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
It's 7:19. The first debate between Democratic North Carolina Senator Kay Hagan and Republican House Speaker Tom Tillis brought uncomfortable moments for each last night, but also the chance to present positive images to the voters. Hagan had to explain during last night's televised debate why state residents saw their policies canceled under the federal health care overhaul for which she voted. Tillis had to defend the GOP legislature's education budgets against accusations that cuts are hurting classroom instruction. This hour-long debate marked the first major post-Labor Day event of a national struggle between the political parties for Senate control. Republicans have to gain six seats in order to win the Senate majority and have long listed North Carolina as a top target. The next debate is set for October 7th. And in news around town this morning, ordinarily you don't see Pat McCrory and Diane Rimm working together for the same cause, but they will be in September, at least for one night, when the governor and the national radio celebrity will be guest stars at a stage reading of the play Surviving Grace this Friday night at 7 o'clock at the North Carolina Museum of History in Raleigh. Among the other guest stars will be actress Lonnie Anderson. Remember her from WKRP in Cincinnati. Surviving Grace is based on playwright Trish Vandenberg's, Vredenberg's own personal experience caring for her mother as she struggled with Alzheimer's disease. The production is co-presented by Alzheimer's North Carolina and U.S. Against Alzheimer's. That's an organization Vredenberg co-founded. If you'd like more information, including tickets, you can visit survivinggrace.org. And of course, we have all of our news around town stories on our website, chapelboro.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. As many football coaches are doing this week, UNC coach Larry Fedora is looking at where his Tar Heels can get better for Saturday's highly anticipated game against San Diego State. They say that the most improvement always comes between the first week and second week. The opponents get tougher as the season moves on. This opponent this week should be tougher than Liberty. WCHL's Princess Streeter has more on this story.
UNC football opened its first game as a top 25 ranked team since 2010 against the Liberty Flames Saturday. And the win was a good sign to those nervously anticipating another winning season from the Heels. Carolina had a slow start in the first half, trailing by 1 point in the early minutes of the third quarter. Just as it seemed the second half wasn't going to be much better than the first, the momentum was quickly shifted by a 33-yard catch from starting quarterback Marquise Williams to receiver Mac Hollins, and then an explosive 19-yard pick six from Jeff Schottmer 13 seconds later. Liberty's offense didn't have much of a response thereafter, and UNC continued to convert defensive stops into points to pull out a 56-29 victory. As much as head coach Larry Fedora enjoyed that second half, he repeatedly noted in an ACC teleconference Wednesday that there is a need for improvement from all positions on the field, especially against next week's hard-hitting threat from the Mountain West, the San Diego State Aztecs.
Well, we got to really continue to work on our own fundamentals. I mean, that's one thing. I mean, we've got to make sure we tackle well. We've got to make sure that we block well. We've got to take care of the football offensively. And we got to continue to create turnovers on defense.
As former defensive coordinator for the Aztecs, head coach Rocky Long takes pride in the defensive strength and efficiency of his team, which may prove a challenge for a young and notably undersized Carolina offensive line.
I just want to see us become more consistent up front, you know, with basically the fundamentals and the scheme that we're running. I want them just to see them improve a little bit each week. I mean, we don't have to be end of the season at our best right now, but we do need to see improvement. And the style of defense that San Diego State runs makes it very difficult for a young offensive line.
Long is entering his fourth year as head coach at San Diego State University and is named the all-time winningest football coach in the Mountain West Conference. Fedora also mentioned one of his concerns is the offense under coordinator Bob Toledo, a coach with 39 years of collegiate coaching experience and a new addition to the Mesa.
Toledo does a great job with the offense. I mean, they are a West Coast style of offense. They are run the ball extremely well. They're very physical when they run the ball, but then they do a great job with their play-action passes. And, you know, if you look at them, they returned a punt for a touchdown in the opening game. They did some nice things in their special team, so, you know, we'll have to match them up.
Senior receiver Azel Ruffin is the Aztec season offensive threat, who was named to last year's Biletnikoff Award watch list and led the team with 68 catches, 1,136 yards, and 3 receiving touchdowns. When asked about a defensive response in sophomore cornerbacks Brian Walker and Dez Lawrence, who were suspended from the season opener against Liberty, Fedora said he had confidence coming out of fall camp in their aggressive defense and work on special teams this season. Saturday makes the second meeting between these two teams, as a peek through history shows a 20-13 win for the Heels in the 1998 Las Vegas Bowl. In addition, everyone attending the game is encouraged to wear blue or black according to their respective seating sections in the Tar Heels' first stripeout game in Keenan Stadium at 8 o'clock p.m. Princess Streeter, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Since it's an 8 o'clock game to be played under the lights, WCHL's coverage will begin at 5 with our exclusive UNC Healthcare Countdown to Kickoff presented by Stanley Martin Holmes. We'll be broadcasting live from in front of University United Methodist Church in downtown Chapel Hill, right there on East Franklin Street behind the stone wall. Hope you will come by and see us. It's got to be a lot of fun, Carolina and San Diego State. Well, if you're a fan of the Carolina Panthers, you know that the Panthers are very concerned about Cam Newton's ribs. The quarterback was held out of practice yesterday because his ribs were sore. However, Coach Ron Rivera still thinks Newton will start the season opener this Sunday at Tampa Bay and said, I'm quoting here, I'm optimistic and I expect him to be there. We will see how it all unfolds. We have to look at this day by day, unquote. Rivera had expected Newton to practice yesterday, but fourth-year quarterback was still sore from practice on Monday and working out on the sidelines with the trainers on Tuesday. Newton did not speak with reporters as he normally does on Wednesdays because he was undergoing treatment on his fractured ribs. Derek Anderson took the first-team reps at quarterback. Newton has never missed a start in three seasons with the Carolina Panthers, and they're not expecting that to happen this weekend either. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Rod Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Carolina football has scouted and recruited some wonderful walk-on stories. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. We've talked about just what a hardship losing those 15 scholarships over 3 years was for Larry Fedora, especially because he had nothing to do with it. That's what he inherited when he came to UNC, and he had the attitude that the Tar Heels would just have to overcome their NCAA sanctions. One way Fedora and his staff have done that is to scout and recruit some non-scholarship players who all believed in one another. The coaches had to believe these invited so-called preferred walk-ons could eventually earn scholarships, and the kids had to believe in themselves. In some cases, they came to Chapel Hill after turning down full scholarships to other schools. In the 2014 Football Media Guide, the player profiles are more than dotted with bios that begin, came to Carolina as a walk-on. On the first two pages alone in the alphabetical listings, six players are identified as walk-ons, and Fedora talked about some of them this week after practice, such as Scat Pack and special team star Mac Hollins, safety Dominique Green, and linebacker Jeff Schottmer, who I believe Fedora also said walked on without a scholarship. Now fully vested in the Tar Heel program, these kids are showing why they earned the coach's confidence and a scholarship after their first year or two here. Hollins followed up his freshman season when he was named special teams captain by catching two passes against Liberty, one for a 33-yard touchdown down the left sideline. Green recovered two fumbles, the second leading to a touchdown, and Schottmer picked off a pass and ran it back all the way to ignite the Tar Heel defense to force three straight turnovers. When Butch Davis took over a probation-laden Miami program, he got around the lost scholarships by signing several track stars to grants and aid in that sport and asked them to try out for football. Of course, that rule was changed when the NCAA figured out what he was doing. At UNC, Fedora is combing the list of high school players without quite enough speed, size, and savvy in high school who showed the potential to get faster, bigger, and better in college. And now the Tar Heels have come off probation and can recruit full classes of 25 signees from now on. Fedora has found a new way to find even more talent. Good going, Coach. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine is open and ready to treat your acute injuries. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC and the Chapel Hill-Carrboro high school teams. UNC Family Medicine treats everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provides surgical consults and concussion evaluations. The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Lisa's call came in when she was at the grocery store. Her phone rang and everything changed. Mom had had a stroke. It wasn't supposed to happen this way. She thought she'd have more time, but she never knew how to get the conversation started. Now she'd have to make decisions on behalf of a mother whose wishes she knew nothing about. To learn how to have difficult conversations with your aging parent, visit 4070talk.com. That's 4070talk.com. Don't wait. Have the conversation. Brought to you by Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Dynamic Change Wellness. It's 50% off. Enjoy a one-hour hypnosis session valued at $80, available today for only $40. Your session with certified hypnotist Liz Priestley in Chapel Hill can be tailored to meet your needs. It can include weight loss, stress and/or anxiety reduction, pain management, smoking cessation, or other self-defeating behaviors. It's half off from Dynamic Change Wellness, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Trubisky throws it, touchdown, Jack Tabb. Find the dead center of the end zone for six. Intercepted, Schottmer. Return to the 10, to the 5, give him six. Jeff Schottler with the pick.
WCHL presents Carolina Football. We bring you Carolina versus San Diego State this Saturday night at 8 in Kenan Stadium. Exclusive pregame coverage begins at 3 p.m. with a UNC Healthcare countdown to kickoff presented by Stanley Martin Homes on WCHL.
It is 7:30 at WCHL, 71 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. This weather forecast brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Mostly cloudy today, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today about 88 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, still 40% chance of rain with the overnight low around 70 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, only a 20% chance of rain, but the high and the low 90, so a little warmer tomorrow. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients. Ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and a talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. It's an uneasy coexistence in Ferguson, Missouri, says State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal.
I've heard from several of my constituents who have had stories about the run-ins with police officers in Ferguson.
Now, the mostly white police force in mostly black Ferguson will get a close examination by the feds. Correspondent Bob Orr.
Sources say the Justice Department notified Missouri authorities on Wednesday that indeed federal investigators are launching a broad civil rights investigation into the actions and the history of the Ferguson Police Department. Now, we're told this investigation will examine years of police stops, arrest patterns, and incidents involving the alleged use of excessive force by Ferguson officers.
This is a separate investigation from the Michael Brown case where that unarmed black teen was shot and killed by a white officer.
While the Missouri probe will be focused, we're told, solely on the Ferguson police, sources also say, depending on the findings early in that probe, it could be broadened to include other nearby departments.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
71 degrees, 732 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. The town of Chapel Hill has received the first development application to build on property within the Ephesus Fordham Redevelopment District. Under the district's new rules, the project could get started in as little as 45 days. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
West Partners and Scott Murray Land Planning have filed an application with the town of Chapel Hill to build a six-story multi-use development on the site of the former Village Plaza Theater on South Elliott Road. The project, known as Village Plaza Apartments, would include approximately 266 apartments, 15,000 square feet of retail space, and a parking deck. It's the first application to build under the new form-based zoning the town council adopted for the Ephesus Fordham District in May. The code lays out the general parameters such as building height and parking requirements for each region. While the project requires review by town planners and the Community Design Commission, it does not need to come before the town council for final approval. If the application meets all the guidelines, it could be approved in 45 days. The Community Design Commission will meet September 23rd at 6:30 p.m. to review the Village Plaza apartment application. The town council may choose to review the project after that, but council members won't be able to mandate any changes to the plan. For a link to the full application, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Our local governing officials are returning to their seats beginning this week, and some are doing so in new and improved venues. The Orange County Commissioners will reconvene for the first time in a while tonight in the newly renovated historic Whitted Building in Hillsborough. The second floor of that building was remodeled to create a permanent meeting space for the board at a cost of about $1.5 million. In more than a year since the great flood of 2013, Chapel Hill Town Hall has finally reopened. The revamped council chambers will host its first meeting of 2014 next Monday night. When most of the first floor of the building was flooded last June, there was a lot of water in there. The town took the opportunity to update the layout of several departments and renovate the council meeting room. Since then, the 9-member board has squeezed into a smaller space on Homestead Road at the Orange County Southern Human Services Center. Now the council's meeting space is completely updated and open to the public. A lot of people looking forward forward to seeing it. The full town hall renovations will be completed this fall at an estimated cost of $1.1 million. The Chapel Hill Cumberland City Schools Board of Education resumes meeting tonight after a short break to discuss plans to promote and enforce academic honesty throughout the system. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
According to a report via Schools Superintendent Tom Forcella's office to the Board of Education, quote, the need for cultural change at the district's high schools is urgent and apparent. That conclusion is at least partly based on the findings of a committee formed last year to focus on academic integrity throughout the school system. The committee, which is co-chaired by an assistant principal from each high school, met frequently last year, and its work with concerned stakeholders to implement Strategy 3.4 is ongoing. Strategy 3.4 is part of the school system's long-range plan for 2013 to 2018, which is posted on the CHCCS website. The plan is separated into five goals, and Strategy 3.4 states that the school system should, quote, foster a renewed emphasis on academic and personal integrity. That item is listed under Goal 3, which reads, quote, the culture of CHCCS will be one that encourages innovation, risk-taking, excitement for learning, and personal growth in a trusting partnership with the community. The committee conducted 9 focus groups during the spring semester. The groups consisted of students, staff, and parents. They were asked 4 questions. What is an appropriate consequence for violating the honor code? What is the desired outcome for disciplinary consequences? In what ways do consequences lead to desired outcomes? And on what other aspects of the academic experience should integrity policies focus? Parents and educators offered a variety of answers to each question, and some key themes emerged. Academic integrity is an issue of culture as much as it is an issue of learning, according to teachers, who offered that breaches of academic integrity can be caused by many factors. They mentioned peer pressure, competitiveness, stress, and apathy, among others. They also said that policies should be clear and consistent throughout the school system. Some themes that emerge from parents who responded include the importance of communicating to students that cheating is, quote, not a winning solution to the academic rigors of high school, and that assignments should encourage critical thinking. In June of 2013, a student-led survey of juniors and seniors shed light on academic pressure in the district's high schools. Responders to that survey recommended dropping class ranking, holding students more accountable for online courses, and offering stress-reducing activities throughout the school day. Cheating at Chapel Hill High School made national news back in 2008. 4 students were suspended as a result of 2 cheating incidents. One involved the use of a master key that had apparently been passed down by graduating seniors for years for the purpose of secretly entering a teacher's office. Tonight's meeting of the Board of Education takes place at 7 p.m. at the Lincoln Center in Chapel Hill. You can find a link to tonight's meeting agenda for the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education, as well as other information mentioned in this story on our website, chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
News around town this morning, all of the elementary and middle schools in the Chapel Hill Carborough District have begun a composting program this year to help reduce waste and provide compost for local farms and gardens. District Sustainability Coordinator Dan Snitzer says he hopes it'll be a learning experience for the students as well. And school officials say the program is expected to keep about 143 tons of waste out of the landfill. New research out of UNC could help doctors find fight a scary killer known simply as sudden unexpected death. Sudden unexpected death is a malfunction of the heart that results in a rapid loss of blood flow through the body. The survival rate is extremely low, and 32 North Carolina residents die of it every day. Researchers at Carolina are examining the issue, and their first findings have just been published in the British journal Open Heart. In the article, researchers identify 5 conditions that may contribute to the onset of sudden unexpected death, including hypertension, high cholesterol, diabetes, and coronary heart disease. Eugene Chung is the principal investigator on the study. He's an associate professor of cardiology at the UNC School of Medicine. You know, there's so much wonderful research going on at the university every single day over at the UNC Medical Center and otherwise. And oftentimes you don't hear much about it, and that's one of the things we hope to do in news around town, to let people know about those things that are going on. Oftentimes you hear the bad news. This is not just in our community, but all over the country. But there's a lot of good stuff happening, too, all the time. And stay tuned to WCHL. We'll let you know about more of those things. Ran Northam is here. And Ran, of course, is our news director and also doubles as our traffic reporter in the morning, looking at all kinds of things. And right now he's here to tell you what's happening at chapelboro.com.
That's right. Well, we've got another Meet the Author tee, Susan Murray, out to the Chapel Hill Public Library and took photos of this great event with Elizabeth Spencer as the author. And you'll want to check those photos out. Of course, the Chapel Hill Public Library is a beautiful venue. Really done a great job with that, and really sets a nice scene for any photos that Susan can take. Mm-hmm. Also, we want to invite you to the College Pick'em. We've got quite a few people who have signed up for that this year, more than last year, and it's growing and growing by the day as well. So be sure to sign up for that. If you didn't the first week, you're still eligible. You're eligible all season long for the grand prize, but now's that sweet spot where you can still get in there and have a chance at making it to the final at the end of the season. So make sure to sign up now. And if not, you can still play week to week all season long. So we've got week to week prizes. The top prize each week is a $50 gift card to a great local restaurant. Second place is a $25 gift card to a great local restaurant. So
fantastic.
Really neat stuff.
I can't remember if I made my picks for this week already or not. I have to go back and double check.
Mine were made, I believe, on Labor Day. So.
Well, I think I did too, but I can't.
I remember having that issue a lot last year.
I can't remember. Did I?
Especially
do that?
As you go later and later in the season, because you go, oh, yeah, I did it. You know, no, that was 3 weeks ago.
No, so. I didn't. Well, so. I mean, I made my first picks for the very first week, like at least 2 weeks in advance.
Sure.
I mean, it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if I went back and did it again. I did go back and do the and check the results.
Right.
Which I was not happy about.
Well, but, not bad.
But
not
I can't remember if I...
7 out of 10 is all right.
Did the second week. Yeah.
Also, we've got a great high school football game for you tomorrow night. Now, we announced the Chapelboro Cup last Friday night, and this is a very important game in the Chapelboro Cup because... Mm-hmm. It's Chapel Hill versus Carrboro at Carrboro High School. It's an important game anyway for the community because it's one of the big rivalries. But Chapel Hill at Carrboro, and this goes into the one of the tiebreaker scenarios. Is we've got a couple different scenarios for tiebreakers if one of the teams or if two or three of the teams end up in a tie at the end of the season. We look at the record among Chapelboro teams.
Yeah.
So if Chapel Hill and Carrboro end up tied at the end of the season, we'll be looking at their record among Chapelboro area teams. So good to see that they're playing each other, but good to see also that, it's going to be a great rivalry. Yeah. Jeff Hamlin has the call. He'll be alongside Chris Casey, who has joined the broadcast team this year. We are so glad that even though he's not coaching football this year, he was at Cedar Ridge last year. We're really glad that he's going to be on our broadcast team this year, and he did a great job last week kicking things off. And we're looking forward to having him back again. So that is tomorrow night, and the all the festivities begin at 6:30. It's a later start to the grid because the game kicks off at 7:30. But 6:30 is when the grid starts with Matt and Matt, and then our pregame show from Carrboro High School with Jeff Hamlin and Chris Casey begins at 7 o'clock for a 7:30 kickoff. That is high school football. Only one game tomorrow night, but we'll be back to two games again next week, and we love bringing you all that action every week right here on WCHL and chapelboro.com.
I think Jeff Hamlin was born with a microphone in front of his face.
I completely believe that.
Yeah, and doing a football game.
And then at Appalachian State, they just enhanced that.
Yeah. One of these days, he ought to be the play-by-play guy for Appalachian.
That would be cool.
I've been telling him that for years.
That would be really, really cool.
It is 7:43 at WCHL, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you again in just a few minutes and get a look at morning traffic on WCHL. Melva Fager-Oken is coming up next, and she's going to talk about those e-cigarettes that we've all been hearing about and maybe dealing with. Maybe you've been using them. I don't know, but she's got a few words to say about that. That's today's commentary on the way next.
At Great Outdoor Provision Company, we are passionate about adventure. That's why we're excited to announce the return of the National Geographic Radical Reels Tour for 2014. Friday, September 5th, join us at the Varsity Theater for an evening of the steepest and deepest in high adrenaline outdoor sports films. Hurtle down untouched powder, feel the spray of cold whitewater descents, all from the comfort of a warm, dry chair. Tickets are available at our Eastgate store, so come reserve yours today and discover more events in your area at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Tom McGarvey, an expert in commercial and business insurance with 12 years of experience.
Thanks, Mark. Commercial can be a very complex line of insurance, covering liability, auto, property, and workers' comp. I can make sure you have the right coverages at a fair price, and most importantly, We offer outstanding service for our clients. Call me, Tom McGarvey, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a... no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance. Submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes. Rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Warming up now, 71 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's 7:45.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Melva Fager-Oken. Last week, we saw a firestorm around e-cigarettes. On the same day, the World Health Organization, Centers for Disease Control, and American Heart Association all issued strong recommendations to reduce harm, especially for our youth. In North Carolina, we have seen a fivefold increase in use among teens over the past 2 years, which is greater than the national average. We are very concerned. Products featuring candy, cookie, and alcoholic beverage flavors are clearly targeting youth. The Centers for Disease Control report found that youth who use e-cigarettes are twice as likely to smoke a cigarette in the next year. These are not quit smoking tools for kids. They help start young people on a path to tobacco addiction. Meanwhile, the marketing of e-cigarettes is currently unregulated and seen at events popular with young people. I work as a senior advisor at Prevention Partners, where we create healthy places where people work, learn, and receive care. We have helped hundreds of CEOs set up tobacco-free workplace policies. We advise that businesses include e-cigarettes in those policies. We all need to keep educating ourselves about these products, who's using them, and how they impact health. For more information, please check out the website for Prevention Partners. We are hosting a national webinar on e-cigarettes with the latest information. Go to the events listing to learn more about e-cigarettes and the public health concerns. This is Melva Fager-Oken.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL. Up on
the roof. We've got a few more days ahead, but the cooler temperatures are just around the corner. I'm Charlie Quayle with Gutter Solutions, and we know the average North Carolina tree drops over 200,000 leaves every fall. Think about this. The weight of a 30-foot run of gutter choked with leaves and water is equal to a 300-pound gorilla hanging from your fascia board. We can help with our now famous gutter covers. So quit monkeying around with gutters that don't work. Call Gutter Solutions today or find us on the web at chimneysplusgutters.com.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards Smart Card at Cruisers. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
Only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Did you know that Central Dermatology has a full laser center? Doctors Beth Goldstein, Janelle Williams, and Rebecca Todd Bell invite you to experience Carolina MediSpa. Our beautiful facility provides state-of-the-art laser services that help treat concerns such as skin laxity, brown spots, redness, unwanted hair, tattoo removal, and more. And our friendly and knowledgeable spa staff are always available for complimentary consultations. Find out more by visiting CarolinaMediSpa.com, your first step to great-looking skin.
All right, now time for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. We've had a good start to the morning so far. Now we're getting into some of the heavier times of traffic, so be on the lookout for those taillights in front of you. Give yourself some extra time to stop. Give yourself some extra time to travel, too, if you head in those major thoroughfares of Chapel Hill, Carborough. But right now, things are moving as they usually do, just some minor delays in those heavier areas, but no accidents being reported right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
A jump on your forecast here, a 100% probability of Wayne Pond.
How about that?
In just a moment.
Sounds good.
So don't go away, folks. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Glass Half Full. Mostly cloudy today, starting out 71 degrees, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms later on in the day, probably late in the afternoon. Our high today about 88 degrees. Tonight mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain continuing. Low tonight around 70. Tomorrow it's going to be warmer. Tomorrow our temperatures will creep back up into the low 90s. We will have mostly sunshine though, only a 20% chance of rain tomorrow. Tomorrow night, more of the same, slight chance of rain, low 70. And then, in case you're wondering about the weekend, it's going to be partly sunny on Saturday, 40% chance of rain, high in the upper 80s. On Sunday, 50-50 chance of rain with a high in the low 80s, so cooling down a little bit. Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant in the heart of downtown Carborough. And the beautiful garden patio is now open for outdoor dining at the end of the day. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too. Glass Half Full. 751 at WCHL. We always think things around here as the glass being half full because Wayne Pond is so optimistic and it just kind of rubs off on everybody else. You know, just being around him is an enlightening experience in itself.
It's very entertaining, Ron. Very entertaining.
Inspiring. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
He's
pretending he's Dr. Phil this morning.
I'm pretending that you're optimistic all the time, actually.
Doctor, no, I'm married to an optimist.
Oh, yeah, you definitely are.
I confess I have I hesitate to confess, but I do have some of that optimism in me, not nearly as much as my illustrious spouse, however. I suspect the same thing is true with you, huh?
No, it's pretty much the opposite in my house.
Oh boy, there was a Dr. Phil moment of truth. I love it.
We balance each other out just like you guys do.
All right. Well, listen, pal, I got a dandy for you this morning. First of all, I want to thank Ran or, Jan, whoever it was that felt, fed the, Verizon AT&T mega monolith gerbil cage so that our telephones are working this morning.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah, you sound loud.
That's nice. Yeah, all right, here we go. The word of the day is diminution. Diminution.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this, Ron? D as in delightful. D-I-M-I-N U U and you alone. T-I-O-N D-I-M-I N-U-T-I-O-N, diminution. This is a noun. The act, the process, or an instance of diminishing, decreasing, you know, going away, bye-bye, mm-hmm. lower level, sort of like the intelligence of the General Assembly, if you get my drift.
Yeah.
Was that too subtle for you?
Nothing you do is subtle, Wayne.
All right, buddy, there it is. Diminution, your word of the day, D-I-M-I-N-U-T-I-O-N, the act, process, or instance of diminishing or decreasing. So, Ron, my boy.
Yeah.
You got big plans for today, do you?
Just working. Just working all day. Got a lot of stuff
all
to
right.
do.
On the railroad. Okay, man. Listen, have a good one. I'll talk to you in the morning. Be a
all
good
right,
boy.
Buddy. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Sometime next hour, you'll have the opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day when I give you the word. Tell me the word, spell it correctly, and define it. And if you're the first to do all that, then we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. It's 7:54. 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. I'm Rod Sutz, and time now for the clean joke of the day. And you never know who's going to walk through that door. For example, Allison Valentine is here. Dr. Valentine, how you doing?
I'm doing well today. Thank you.
Good to see you. She walked across the parking lot from Chapel Hill Primary Care. And you're going to try your shot at this clean joke of the day thing? All right. You got a good one?
Pretty good.
Is it related to some kind of medical issue?
It is.
Oh, okay.
We like to poke fun at ourselves a little bit, you know, but not too much, you know.
Well, see, this will be
serious.
This will be educational for me, too. So lay it on me. What you got?
Okay. A man wasn't feeling well, so he went to the doctor. After examining him, the doctor took his wife aside and said, "Your husband has a very sensitive heart. I'm afraid he's not going to make it unless you treat him like a king, which means you are at his every beck and call 24 hours a day."
I like the sound of that.
Yes, most men would, I suppose, in that he doesn't have to do anything himself. On the way home, the husband asked with a note of concern, "What did the doctor say?" "Well," the lady responded, "he said it looks like you probably won't make it."
Yeah, that would probably have it at my house, too. Cool. Well, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Camille McGirt is co-founder of a great organization for girls called Healthy Girls Save the World. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Healthy Girls Save the World is a program that promotes healthy minds, healthy bodies, and healthy relationships for girls in 6th through 9th grade. And we have events at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill where we allow our girls to meet college athletes, engage in physical activity, and learn about respectful and positive relationships through our many lessons and activities that we have for our girls. And every year we have a summer experience, which is a week-long summer camp. Our girls get to come to campus, and they get to explore campus and be college athletes and go to the garden, cook, and participate in a lot of different activities that we have for them to learn about many different facets of health and wellness. And we hope that they will make healthy choices in their lives and continue to make healthy choices in our lives as they continue to grow older.
All you have to do is listen to Camille talk, and you know that she's really proud of her organization. And she knows how important it is to provide good female role models for young girls in grades 6 through 9.
We would really like to make sure that girls are definitely making healthy choices, and we really pride ourselves in exposing our girls to a lot of different sports, college athletes, and education. And we really hope that girls will retain the knowledge that we are giving them and use it in their daily lives. I would also like for the audience to know that we do have a website, healthygirlssavetheworld.org. And we do have a lot of social media. Our Facebook page is Healthy Girls Save the World. Our Twitter is healthygirls_, and our Instagram is healthygirlssavetheworld_. And we would love it if they would follow us, like our pages, and really kind of become abreast to what we're doing, because we really are changing lives.
Her name is Camille McGirt, and she's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
Attention Carolina fans, Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building your dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro, or check us out online at FitchLumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Sal Galante, our expert in personal lines for the last 15 years.
Thanks, Mark. Insurance rates are governed by the state of North Carolina. We offer a fair price and exceptional customer service for your entire family. Make sure you are fully covered on any claims for fire, theft, and auto, even health care. Call me, Sal Galante, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Dynamic Change Wellness. It's 50% off. Enjoy a one-hour hypnosis session valued at $80, available today for only $40. Your session with certified hypnotist Liz Priestley in Chapel Hill can be tailored to meet your needs. It can include weight loss, stress and/or anxiety reduction,
addiction, pain management, smoking cessation, or other self-defeating behaviors. It's half off from Dynamic Change Wellness, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Time for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast, brought to you this morning by Cruisers. It's 71 degrees, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon today. High today about 88 degrees. So not quite as warm as we have had earlier in the week. Tonight's low 70. Tomorrow we'll be back in the low 90s. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Civil rights police probe in Ferguson, Missouri.
It could be broadened to include other nearby departments.
Key NATO summit.
What to do about ISIS.
And the crisis in Ukraine.
New fast food strikes. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The heat's been turned up on the police department in Ferguson, Missouri, nearly a month after the shooting death of unarmed black teenager Michael Brown. CBS's Bob Orr is in Washington.
Federal investigators are launching a broad civil rights investigation into the actions and the history of the Ferguson Police Department. Now, we're told this investigation will examine years of police stops, arrest patterns, and incidents involving the alleged use of excessive force by Ferguson officers.
I'm Michael Calhoun in St. Louis. The wide-ranging look is separate from the civil rights investigation into the Michael Brown shooting itself. State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal says she believes investigators will find a lot to fix.
You hear almost everything, just repeated stops, police officers going to the same residence again and again without any call.
And Senator Chappelle Nadal says she'd like the Justice Department to also look at neighboring towns and even the St. Louis County Police Department. Michael Calhoun, CBS News, St. Louis.
New trouble overnight at a youth detention center in Nashville, the same place where 32 escaped earlier this week. WTVF reporter Todd Walker.
Helicopters and SWAT teams swarmed the Woodland Hills Detention Center when five juvenile prisoners tried to escape overnight from the roof of a building armed with poles and rocks. Using a dolly to smash a window to the maximum security building, the teens released even more prisoners. By the end, 21 teenage inmates were at large.
Overseas now, an important NATO summit getting underway now in Wales with two of the world's vexing problems front and center. The challenge from the murderous militant group ISIS and the struggle with Russia over Ukraine. White House correspondent Peter Mayer is covering. He joins us live.
And Steve, setting the tone for talks on the growing terror threat, President Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron say their countries won't be cowed by ISIS. Cameron took it a step further on Britain's ITV.
We need to use every power and everything we have in our armory with our allies, with those on the ground, to make sure we absolutely do all we can to squeeze this dreadful organization out of existence.
Yet to be determined, though, whether NATO will assume a formal role or issue a statement in support of the U.S. and other countries taking the fight to the terror group. Now to CBS's Cammie McCormick here in Wales for the latest on Russia's test for the alliance.